to Minority Corner, where we take an introspective look at the world through an intersectional lens. I'm James, he, him, his. I'm a queer, political, actor, activist, comedian, Cancerian, self-proclaimed, sexy blurred. That's a black nerd. And each week, I'm joined in the corner by another fabulous minority where we tackle the news, pop culture, politics, media, history, and more, all with a little self-care and self-love sprinkled throughout.
Hi, everybody. My name is Glorelis Mora. You can call me Glory. I am a guest on the Minority Corner podcast. I'm a frequent guest, so you might see me a lot. My pronouns are she, her, legends. So thank you. You may have seen me on, I recently opened up for Yvonne Orji from Insecure. I have a production company. I do shows and I have a podcast called Rich Rise and Overdrafts. And I've written a few things. So I hope that you enjoy my perspective and just understand that I'm a Pisces moon and a Gemini sun.
This week on a very special episode of Minority Corner, it's not a Minority Corner rewind, but a Minority Corner review. You know, she has not only taken over your Disney Plus, but she's now taken over Minority Corner. I'm talking about Beyonce. No, she's not here, but Glory is here, and we're going to talk about Black is King. It was so much of a beautiful conversation that it just deserved its own episode. So we talk about what it means for us, and good thing we have our astrologist expert Glory here. She's going to help us decipher what everything means with Beyonce and her astrological sign. Because Bey keeps changing the game. It is a celebration of Blackness, Black culture, a returning to the roots. So we just talk about its beautiful impact and how we might be able to get a white butler of our own. We also talk about how this fits into the movement, how it uplifts the community. And also, we have one note. We do have a note, Beyonce, and how we would like to challenge you for your next visual album, movie, video extravaganza. But you know what? We usually have lots of laughs and giggles about Beyonce, but she keeps pushing the boundaries as an artist and keeps shutting us up. So let's jump into it. It's time to learn, laugh, and play right here on the Minority Corner Rewind, Black is King. I was gonna try to rise up, rise up, you are a king, black is king. Oh, that's Jennifer Hudson.
Is that your gift?
That was my gift to everybody. Beyonce gave us a gift. So Beyonce has done it again. She was like, I'm gonna make y'all. This isn't even a visual album. It's like a film. It's a straight up, like, this is her moonwalker. Ugh, mm-hmm. I don't know if we can really taint it.
I think that's a big. That's
we won't go there. We won't go there. Yeah, we won't go there. Yeah. But you know, Beyonce gave us Black is King. If you have that Disney Plus, which, you know, Mulan will not be available for free there. But you get Black is King.
$30!
Okay, Chloe, come on. Support the industry. Oh, gosh. All right. Black is King. Before we dive into it, what was your experience? Like, what are you feeling? Had you heard, can I preface this? Had you heard the album, The Gift, that was inspired by the Lion King soundtrack before you saw it?
Thank you for asking me that question, James. I did.
You did? Oh, good. You were true. Yeah. Oh, you, I did not. I feel like a fool.
I was actually doing my podcast yesterday. I was trying to have this conversation with my co-host. She's like, wait, there was an album? I'm like,
we're not doing this conversation today. I'll wait till I talk to James.
Right. And that's what I said. I'm like, you know what? Let's scrap this segment out. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. But I'm a big, so I guess I should preface the conversation we're about to have by saying, like, I'm a big, like, world music. Like, I like Afrobeat, soca. So I'm really into that. So when she dropped the album, I'm like, as a critical thinker, I'm like, this isn't like a representation of all Afrobeats, but I can see that she's jumping on a trend.
Yeah, it's a lot of Nigerian. It's a lot of Nigerian beats behind it too.
Right. Right. So I'm like, I fuck with it as like, it's a cute, like I listen to music like that. Like it's like for me, my anxiety relief music. Mm. So I do listen to it. So when I saw it was nice for me to put visuals to the songs that I do like.
Right. Totally. Yeah. I did a complete reverse order for whatever reason. Okay. I was like, I don't got time to, I don't know what I was doing. I was like, I don't have time to listen to it a year ago. And I had friends who were right. swearing by it. And then I saw the visual album. Yeah, not the film of
It's a film. How dare you say visual album?
Because that was so the last two ago, right? She's moved on. She's not doing visual albums. She's doing films. Right. Did it mash up with, so you listen to the album, you appreciate it, you could fuck with it. How did it, with your experience, did it help to like get the visual imagery of it?
So this is important that I say this because it's gonna go into the criticism. Mm. There were songs in the visual on the album that I didn't like. Even following the album, I was like, okay, this is interesting, right? But the songs that I did like when I saw the visual, I'm like, this is beautiful. Like my favorite one, a lot of people are doing like Mood Forever, but my favorite one is Find Your Way Back. And when this album came out last year, you know, I'm still struggling artist, comedy, but I had just got off unemployment. I was working at a restaurant. My phone wasn't working. I was in a very depressed state. And the song about Find Your Way Back, and I feel like the theme of this whole album and the film is about like being lost in, and that's like what Lion King's about. Is it still a Disney project?
It's the hero's journey. Yeah.
Right. It's about the fact that, you know, it talks, and I was dealing with a lot of like grief and death, and that's been like a theme. So it talks about like in life doesn't make sense sometimes, but you can find your way to you and make life whatever it is. That's how I took it.
Right.
And I guess a little deep because I got a Pisces moon. But for me, I'm on the internet. It's like, this is not the Black liberation story we're supposed to get. I'm like, this is based on The Lion King that was produced by Disney.
So, come, like, bring it. Bring it back down just a little bit of a notch, right? Like, And it's, and also, too, like, taking it back, this is her dedicating a project to her son, too.
Right,
like,
boom.
Let's also look at that. And I think, like, you know, I watched Black is King twice. I had to, because the first time I watched it, like, Saturday morning, like, I guess I'll just wake up and watch something. It is not a Saturday morning cartoon thing. Right. Like, you know, like, what was I doing?
Or an edible at night thing. I was like, wait, what the fuck is happening here?
You need to just be in a space where you're ready to watch.
To digest.
Yeah. Yes, because, to digest. It's a lot.
There was a part where she like puts Sir in like a basket. It's supposed to represent like Moses or that story. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm high on an edible. Like, not Sir. You put Sir to the water in that waterfall?
Oh, I was like, do you want to know it's actually even deeper than that? So there's a part in the middle. It's a very beautiful song. And she puts a baby in the basket. And it does look... It parallels the story of Moses in a basket, but it was actually representing her miscarriage. And she literally is putting a carriage down the river that falls off of, like, and she throws that out, like, she just sends it away. It's, when you look at it in that perspective, fucking beautiful. And you know what? Wow, Beyonce sharing that with us, like, is such a private thing that so many folks could relate to, so many women could relate to.
That's what I feel like. There's like, we're going to talk about Black is King and we're talking about it now, but I just feel like this is not a project that you sit, like you said, you sit and you're like, okay, I understand. Cause at first I was like, okay, is this, I'm confused. Are these people real? Like, is the Lion King? Are we in the spirit realm? Yeah. Is Beyonce still Nala? Like, I was confused. Right. But I think that there's so many, you know, Beyonce's a Virgo. She's going to hide all the messages and the details and like in the backdrop. You got to watch this like 10 times to be like, oh, this is like, you got it right away. But like, it's really about mother.
Well, no, I read an article. Sorry. That was, I can't even take credit for that.
I was like, wow, James. Wow. I'm stupid.
Nope, that's not you. I read an article. No, a friend of mine. No, Aneke. She read an article and told me about it. And I was like, oh, damn. I got to write that down. I got to talk to Glory about that.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, I missed that. I was like, but I'm laughing about it.
I had to go and watch it a second time when I was more awake and alert. Cause I think the second time the first time I was like, cause she does disappear for parts of it, right? Which is very like, they're also showing growth as like an artist. Like,
those are honestly my favorite parts. I'm not, even the album. I was I need to hear you, Beyonce.
But for me, like, she's such, and I will say this as a caveat. Like, I can always separate the art from the artist. And Beyonce as an artist, I have I can't say shit about anymore, right? Like, I will crack a joke about Beyonce because I remember her from, like, Austin Powers Gold Member, or, like, I'm still hurt that she replaced half the girls in Say My Name. Like, I will always have a giggle about Beyonce as the person, but as the artist, like, she
I want to do a James callback moment to when James, like, who was making the outfits? I'm not going to forget.
Oh, well, Tina did not have a job on this one because the outfits were good.
Right.
Mama did not have a word. She maybe was in the shop as they were making stuff, and she was like giving advice that
she probably grew as a designer. But you were saying that you don't really judge Beyonce as a diva anymore. You judge her as a filmmaker.
She's such an artist. Like, she continuously, like, changes the game, right? Like, she, with Beyonce herself, she was making, like, even if you go to B-Day, she was making music videos for things that weren't singles. And then she did, the visual album for Beyonce and Lemonade. And, like, no one, like, it's hard to create an event. Like, back in the day, like, Michael Jackson used to premiere a music video and it would be on every channel at 8 p.m., right. You know, and Madonna and Janet had that a few times. Like, icons are not, they don't happen as much anymore, but she's still able to, like, do her own thing. And then also, like, she doesn't have to make Black is King, right? She could still be making pop little, like, ooh, I'm gonna put my freakum dress on, or like, okay, Single Ladies. But she is at a point where, like, we're talking about this before, like, she is using her platform to drive a message about, you know, things. And I gotta tell you, when I did it, after I watched my second wave of it, like, it is such a celebration of Black identity, and not only of Black identity, but, like, African heritage, you know? Like, it was stripped away from us, you know? It's on the heels. Like, I hadn't had this feeling since I saw Wakanda, or aka Black Panther, you know, where it's such a rarity for us to get into our culture. And, you know, I think there is this, you know, motif of that kind of goes through where you, I feel like it's also part of, like, Disney's apology tour, because they were like, this is what the Lion King should have been. You know, the Lion King, like, I was not a fan of the CGI Lion King remake. Shouldn't have happened. But I think what they should have done is retold the
story. Shouldn't have happened.
They should have done it as, like, an African kingdom with actual, like, Black folks retelling that story. And I feel like we kind of got a flavor of that and used the motif of, like, the hero's journey of this boy from infancy to adulthood as he, you know, he explores identity, love, and self-acceptance. And it's such an experience that I think all Black people have had an experience. And to get to this point where she reminds you that, like, we are of royal blood. Like, it's not enough for you to love yourself, but you have to love yourself as royalty, because that's who you are. We are beautiful. We are powerful. We are kings and queens. And, like, it has been part of, like, my theme. I listened to that album 3 times as I was working out today, because I've been dealing with some microaggression white supremacy, because, like I said, I have come to the realization that white supremacy is everywhere. Like, I knew, like, oh yeah, white supremacy. That's what I'm saying. I was the fish, and I realized I was in water. I was like, oh shit.
I'm in the Hudson River, it's and everywhere. Everything white.
And this has been such a powerful thing. Like, you know, that song, like, the opening song, Bigger, that we are, you know, big, we are a part of something so much bigger and larger. I think my favorite parts were probably the poetic interludes, because, I mean, this thing is everything. It's part Vogue magazine cover. It's part fashion. It's part poetry. It's part nature documentary of, like, just getting back to, like, Africa without... A lot of times we go back to Africa now, like, it's got to be Afrofuturism. It's like, ooh, what could have been? But she just was like, no, we're going back. This is it. And it's beautiful the way it is, you know?
Right. A lot of people, and I took some notes about some of the things you said, because a lot of people, you know, on Twitter, because you know I'll be on Twitter.
Goddess bless you. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
They were kind of saying that some of the aspects of what she portrayed were cultural appropriation. And I just feel, or like they were saying that some of the representations of, like, African culture, like, people still think of Africa as, like, super primitive or, like, just kind of, like, outdated. And I'm like, I think that it depends on how the lens you want to view it at, because she definitely showed a lot of, like, this is some of the past cultural things, but it's also, like, the future of what could be. And, like, just... you know, just, I don't know, like, I don't feel like if you're from the diaspora, you can really culturally, actually, I take that back, you can't culturally appropriate, but I mean, I feel
Kanye,
like it was...
like, what was those two girls who are on Fox News all the time? Like, Stacey Dash, if she were to be, like, in a dashiki, she would be culturally appropriating, because it's like, girl, you're not about that.
Right. But I also feel like it's, like, again, Beyonce's a Virgo. She's doing her due diligence. Like,
she's so specific in everything that she does. Like, you said that you'd have to go back and watch, like, 10 times and be like, oh, that's, like, there's a part where they're dancing and they're holding lanterns, and I know those lanterns mean something. I don't know what I mean.
Right.
But I know
the face. Right. I'm going to go back later after I'm on my drugs and be like, okay, this is what it is. Bitch is like high on a cookie.
You know, it's interesting. You know? And I think what you bring up is such an interesting point. Like, Black people are not a monolith. Like, we're not one mind, because I was reading, I don't usually read the comments, but I was watching something, and this one woman, she was like, I am from Africa, and like, Beyonce is showing people the beauty of what this continent represents. I feel loved. I feel beautiful. I feel appreciated. Thank you, Beyonce, for bringing, because like, she's got it. She is one of the biggest star on the planet. And she is bringing, Disney Plus is everywhere. So she's going into, you know, China. Well, she's going into all these different countries where blackness has not, there's been such anti-blackness sentiment worldwide. And she is showing that it's beautiful. And I kind of like that she went just to the roots of it. Cause it's, I like that it wasn't Afrofuturism. Like, we didn't need to necessarily, I mean, there are parts, like, they're in a fucking mansion at one point. So it's like,
with the white butler.
White Butler is my favorite. He makes her brush. She makes him brush her grill.
I was like, that's going to be me. But I do want to caveat. Some people were like, oh, Beyonce's not really about Africa because she doesn't stop there on tours. And like, Disney Plus isn't available in some of the countries. But she actually went out of her way to make sure that the local streaming services or like the networks had access to this film. So I was like, people always want to point at stuff, and it's like, let the film be out for at least a month before you start being like, Beyonce is not really black, or whatever the fuck you want to say, or Beyonce is a capitalist. Like, everybody wants, like, I just feel bad, and I'm not defending capitalism whatever, but everybody wants one artist to be everything, and it's like, I literally just spent my $100 million budget that Disney Plus gave me to make a film of me in the ocean. Please let me have this moment, okay?
That I'm dedicating to my son, and to be a love letter to not only her son, but to every... And listen, if it doesn't vibe for you, it doesn't vibe for you, right? But like, don't drag her... Especially when she's out here trying to do the work, right? She's not out here Kanye Westing or something, or even Stacey Dashing. Right. Like, she's out here trying... I know, mental health, like, we're praying for you, Kanye, but...
No, I was going to say, I wasn't on the podcast when he said Harriet Tubman didn't really free the slaves. And I know you talked about that.
Do you want to comment on that?
No, I just like, she's not doing that. I just want to say she's not. Like, she went back, and I'm going to show you art, and you do your own... Because what Beyonce does is she presents you information, and you go do your research.
Yeah,
I like that kind of art. Where it's I don't know what this means. I'm gonna go look for myself.
Right, and she doesn't have to be singing these songs or in this time period when it's so needed. Like, it's just, it's so right for the movement. Like, going back to just the roots of things, and it's okay to go back to showing our history and celebrating our identity. The hair, she was casting people she was casting folks, like, the people who worked in the production are from the continent. She, like you said, some of the best part, like, not some of the best parts, but she does, I mean, for you maybe, but like, she leaves, right? There's songs where she's not even on, and it's an African, it's an African artist. Like, she's giving the spotlight like to them. And it's she's using her platform to uplift Black people. What I also love, doesn't care about the white gaze. Like, it's not
That's a fucking comment.
I guess white gaze too, but like, you know, the gaze as in the eyes, but also the white gaze.
Stop.
That's you, because they try to be like, she's.
Stop, but yes.
Yes, right. It is yes, but no, but yes, yeah.
But speaking of, I also like, I know we can go on this forever. I don't want to take over the whole podcast, but I also
Beyonce does. She takes over the entire podcast. So here we go.
Right. There was also parts of like different kinds of blackness. I saw that there was like I think she was Indian or like Middle Eastern. Like, she was
in the brown skin, girl. That's
so
song.
It's just like, right. I also feel like that's an apology to Kelly Rowland. Cause I feel like what you were saying back in the day, Beyonce used to be like, you know, like, we grew up, like, if you're thinking that you're light-skinned, you're a little bit better, whatever. Right. I'm saying that was a message. I'm not saying that's how I grew up. But that's the message.
that is culturally, like, even in my family, there, like, 2-3 generations ago, like, it was, you wanted to be able to pass. It was kind of a survival thing. But again, that's how intrinsic, like, white supremacy and anti-blackness is in that. And then here she has a song. I had a friend, she's Southeast Asian, and she was so grateful to that song because she's like, Beyonce didn't have to include us in that, and she did.
And it's like, you know, I can only imagine what Kelly went through, and maybe Michelle as well, like being kind of like
Michelle
secondary.
Ain't there on the music video.
Right, where was
Where was Michelle?
It doesn't matter.
Her invite?
Kelly's her best friend. And that's what I'm saying. It was an apology to Kelly for like, because I know Kelly had like an album where she talked about some of the things that, I think it's called Dirty Laundry, a single, where she talks about like feeling inferior to Beyonce. You're not the only one receipts. You're not the only one. So I feel like when I saw them together, I think it was just a moment of like growth. And it's like yeah. I love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I ever made you feel less than. You are beautiful. And I thought it was nice. But yeah. I'm a Pisces moon. Like, I be looking into shit so deeply.
Okay.
Like,
hey, water sign, I got you. I have one caveat that I would like to challenge Beyonce on.
Drama! Okay? Oh, Minority Report drama.
You are literally that gift just eating popcorn, just like,
right, hello.
So hello. She's an artist. She's changing the game. This thing, I feel so empowered. But I will say, when I come to like my intersectionality point as a Black queer person, I did not feel like my Black queerness was represented at all. Where there's a scene with like I think it's in Brown Skin Girl, there's the debutante scene. Like, it's just so easy she could have had, you know, maybe some same sex couples or some transgender women or men up in the mix as well, because she is such a pioneer. And, you know, Black queer people are such champions of her work. They also helped her create it. Who are her choreographers? Some of her hairstylists, the people who design the costumes that she wears. And it is like, we're still dismantling the sort of toxic masculinity and homophobia within the Black community. I mean, we're doing the work. Like, we're making leaps and bounds. I think she could have helped to sort of like be the tipping point on it. So I'm hoping, because she did it in her music video for the Beyonce self-titled album Superpower. She had Frank Ocean on there, and Frank Ocean is, you know, queer. And that to me felt like, oh, I'm here in the conversation. She's here. Like, so that would be my only thing.
Yeah, I will say, like, that's something I definitely know. You know, again, we have to see it like 10 times. It might be somewhere, but it wasn't like obvious, like this person is trans or whatever. And I noticed that I did see a lot of like whatever gender norm stuff was. I was like, okay, this is just like, okay, king and queen. Yeah. And this is a debutante ball. It was very like, I'm a mom, you're my son. Mm-hmm. So I will say, I kind of agree with that comment. It wasn't like overt, which I feel like it would have had its own moment. And maybe I missed it. I don't know.
But my thing too is that she could, if this, so much of the story is about going back to the roots of African history and traditions, we had in Africa a tradition of, there wasn't the words for it as homosexuality, but there were same-sex couples in Africa. They were, you know, women who would get married with each other, or tribes of women. There were older men who, just like in the Greeks, they would like pay a dowry for the young boy and raise him how to fight and fuck him a lot. But, you know, that was just...
That's not problematic, though. I don't know if you want to put that in there.
But no, I just say that, like... But then what happened was, is the Portuguese... I'm a quarter, but, like, you gotta apologize for our people sometimes.
I know we're gonna get mad. We're gonna get a lot of history here.
But the Portuguese and you had essentially the Catholics and the Muslims come in and tell the African continent, you can't be homosexual. Essentially, it's evil sin, right? So we've lost that, right? And so I just feel like it would have been right in line with what she was doing and talking about if that was there.
Right. I think even more so, like, because I feel like I kind of like was talking about like, oh, she talks about capitalism, like, and there's so many holes to point at it. But I feel like what you said is very important. Like, a lot of the queer people do support her, what this new age of Beyonce is. And I feel like I wish I would have seen it a little bit more prominently.
Totally.
Again, like, she can't be everything, but I feel like because that is such a big fan base, I would have been like, just because somebody did my hair and they're gay, that's not me I'm representing. Like, I want to see that.
Yes.
So she did that. She did that with Single Lady. I think one of the backup dancers was a trans.
Right, yeah.
So, which So I'm like, I just, and again, I maybe I missed it. It was a lot right. of stuff.
Maybe
some people even said it was like overstimulation to a point.
I mean, listen, I had to go watch it again. Oh, and to the point about the, you know, there is Mood Forever, which is like, it is just sort of like them living their lavish, rich sort of lifestyle. And it's interesting because if you take that music video out of context, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, capitalism. But if you put it in the middle of it, of the film, it's actually like it does. I don't have those red flags about capitalism for me as much, you know, because you again, you're talking about the history of, you know, Black people kidnapped, stolen, had to work for free. And what you look at, like what they have acquired, it's like, whoa, it snaps, right? Like, wow.
Right. You
got a white butler. Like, that's a dream. I want a white butler. I'm working for that inspiration. But again, like, of course, that's not the end all be all. And Black success should not be, you know, held to only getting that level of success, but it is to be applauded. And she does do great. She does good things for it. She was like, you know, we need to arrest the people who murdered Breonna Taylor. Like, and they sent a bunch of bottled water to the people of Flint, Michigan when they didn't have drinking water. I think they are still struggling to get drinking water. Like, she is doing shit. They're doing stuff. Right. She uses her platform for good. So
the one thing I do want to say, I didn't like that she was partying in a hearse. I thought that shit was weird. I didn't like that at all. There was a few things where I was like, okay, bitch, like, why are you trying to play out your funeral? Like, stop.
Well, the theme of it was because at that point, her son or the guy, the hero's journey, the Simba type character, he was sort of lost in his journey and just sort of playing around in areas that were not necessarily serving him. Oh, so he was essentially kind of dancing with death. And she's kind of like the guardian goddess angel that's sort of following him. And in that moment, that's sort of what's happening. I read an article.
Honestly, James, I'm like, James, honestly, did you write the film? You had the answers.
Yeah. Well, actually, I read an article that kind of mentioned that, but I pieced some of that together for myself.
Can you send it to me?
Oh, yeah, girl, I'll put it, and we'll put it in the show notes, too. Well, you just uplifted me so much, because I had such a journey with it, and I am feeling uplifted, and I'm glad that we're able to come together, and not talk shit about Beyonce.
I feel uplifted, too. Yeah, that's what I think I was talking about earlier. Like, even though Beyonce is a Black artist, I don't feel like Black art is free of, I think that you can criticize it without taking away the fact that she is moving the envelope forward. Right. And I think sometimes people are afraid to, like, gave it like an honest review because like, I don't want to like tear down Black empowerment, but it's like I still love the film, but I can still see like multiple truths.
Are you talking about American Son?
No, I'm just saying, like, I think, like, in our heads, like, people don't know how to have multiple truths at once.
Yeah, two things can be true at the same time. Totally 110%. And I also, like, on the flip side of it, like, some people can be such haters where they will just hate on it. And it's like, well, even if you didn't like it, you can at least appreciate that this Black woman got all this money on the cover. You go to Disney Plus, like,
and it's the blackest thing that has ever existed at Disney.
Black. Right? Like,
at least you can respect that.
And she directed it herself. She's an artist. She's an exploring. She's a human, and she's trying to do something good. So it's sort of like you take the nuts and bolts of that. Like, you can't. You can't even argue. So,
and people, if they're mad now, they're about to be pissed because she has two more projects that she's on contract for. It's three. So she got two more projects.
I can't even imagine. You know what? You might get some of the Afrofuturism in the next one. I bet this is going to be like a trilogy. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know?
I think that she's going to dedicate each one to one of her children.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was wondering, because she was like, this is to my son. I was like, didn't she have twins?
Right. You're like, what about Rumi? Ruby about to get Beauty and she about to get some remake. I see it.
She gets Beauty and the Beast or something. I don't know.
Beauty. I don't like that one. Yeah.
Beyonce might time it with the second Black Panther is going to be like in 2 years. So maybe it'll be like Beyonce does Black Panther. You don't want that. Okay.
I feel like we should leave her out of Wakanda. Like, maybe she can live in a day. I like the fact that we have different ideas of Africa.
That's let's true. Leave her out we of like my multiple. We can have multiple. Okay. Yeah. I'm here for it.
I'll be tight if I see Beyonce in Wakanda. No, James, no. I saw the Lion King, the CGI version, for the first time, and I was like, when she was like Simba, I'm like, Beyonce? Like, she didn't even try.
Oh my God. Well, that's the thing, is that, like, again, Beyonce as the artist, I got no jokes. I'm just like, I see you.
Right.
But I saw that CGI remake, and I was like, this is, now I know why Beyonce did that movie, because she was like, oh, I want to do something else with this. Like, let me have this. Right. She's like, let me have this IP. I got some ideas. Oh yeah. I'll record these lines. And she literally twice was like, Lions, let's get information. Like twice she was like, Lions, get information. She literally twice, they did it once and I was like, oh, okay. And then she did it again. I was like, we get it. But then I watched this and I'm like, Beyonce just shut me up. I can't say for like another, it's like for like ever, like when Homecoming came out, I couldn't say anything bad about Beyonce. She keeps shutting me up every time. I'm like, well, I'm gonna make a joke about her. And then she does this.
Right. I just have one question. And I wonder, like, did any white people see the final cut before it was on Disney Plus? I'm sure they just saw it and they were like, wow, this is really black. Like, this is black is king. Because I don't know. Like, because when I see it, I'm like, who was the exec that approved this? They really just give Beyonce creative control because this is very different for Disney.
But she's Beyonce. She literally can walk into the room and do whatever the fuck she wants. And I love it because she like goes to whatever platform she needs to she helps them. She's like, Netflix, I'm going to do my Homecoming documentary. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, or like HBO. She's like, yeah, you can have my lemonade. Like, you know, like she... Just
I wonder if she coming to Hulu soon. Hulu and Quibi. That's the only one left. She got the Infinity Stone. She did all the networks. God damn, Beyonce. Wow.
I'm done. Beyonce has the Infinity Gauntlet. We can all go home. We're in good hands. Right. We're in good hands. Snap your fingers. Let's go.
Right.
Life is your birthright. They hid that in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate, step in your essence, and know that your excellent rise. The spirit is teaching. Oh, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. I'll be the roots, you be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. That very lengthy quote of the week comes from the queen of the show herself, Beyonce. Yes, very proud of myself. It said nothing but positive things about her all episode long, because when the art speaks, I shut up. I got nothing else to say. Quick little fact check. Don't usually fact checked on Tuesdays, but it's here. I quickly rattled off I couldn't think of the names of the two black ladies who used to be on Fox News, but I think they got fired off of Fox News, Diamond and Silk. Throwing up all over my face. If you see them in a dashiki, tell them to stop and take that shit off, because they are appropriating culture that does not belong to them. Just because you black does not mean that you can't be anti-black, and that's you, Diamond and Silk. If you listen in, at me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like to fight with black people in public in front of the white gays. Not me. Not the white gays or the gays. All right, let's cut over to our review of the week. Short and sweet, but I just love this one. It was 5 stars. Title, incredible. And it comes from at Baron Naker. What? What'd you call me? At Baron Naker said, I can't get enough. It's so phenomenal. Y'all are doing such incredible and meaningful work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for one, listening, two, writing that review. It really does help to, for one, I just love to hear from you all. It just brightens up my day. Lets me know that you like what you're hearing and keeps me going. And two, it helps people to find the show. We have over 370 reviews. 5 stars, Minority Corner. That's great. I love that. Let's keep that going. So you can write a review wherever you listen. You can share it out on the social medias. We're on Instagram at Minority Corner and on the Twitter as well. Speaking of Twitter, let's read the tweet of the week. This one comes from at JLanglos4. They wrote, I'm so lucky for this community. You've kept me going through this and all the other struggles. Honored to upgrade. Thank you. The best. Thank you. Max Fun, Spanner's Cast, Sawbones, My Brother and Brother Me, the Mike Elway Family, the Zone Cast, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Hodgman, at Jordan Morris, at Jesse Thornton, at Minority Corner to round it out. Honored to be in such a dope tweet with such Max Fun legends, and thank you for participating in the Maximum Fun Drive. I mean, y'all killed it. This was what a drive, and during, you know, what interesting times in that. I know you're probably tired of us talking about the drive, talked about it for 4 weeks, but still just wanting to say thank you all. Oh, I love this one. Okay, this one comes from at Liberal Silent. They wrote, at Minority Corner, shout out to a podcast that helps take the pressure off and actually explain why things aren't too problematic. Thank you for your guidance. You're welcome. Happy to do as such. That's what we're here to do. Well, that's the show, folks. I hope you enjoyed your Minority Corner review. The first of, I'm sure, many more to come. It might sometimes be a Minority Corner rewind. It might be a Minority Corner review. You never know what you're going to get. But this week, I know this Friday, you're going to get some new episodes coming at ya. I didn't say it. Okay, I'm going to cut out. I look forward to seeing you all on Friday or whenever you choose to listen to our all new episode that is coming at you, like Cleopatra. Oh, dang it. Oh, man, I almost did it. I don't even think I can copyright that as a catchphrase. Okay, I'm out of here. Y'all be well. Stay safe out there. We love you so much. And thank you for listening to Minority Corner, because together we're the majority. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.